Hey, Tully, what was your reaction when the deal finally got done?
I was just happy, you know. It was a long day, and it's been a long process to get it done, and I'm just relieved, really, that now I could just focus on the football part of it, and the business part is pretty much done.
Was there ever a doubt that it would get done, or that it would be the Patriots?
I wouldn't say so much doubt, but you know, it's just one of those things where we were trying to get something done earlier, and we weren't able to get it done, and you know, it's just been a long process. So, you know, I was hopeful that it would get done, and it did. So, I'm happy about it.
Tully, how do you describe this business? You know, you come back here this year on a one-year deal, certainly not anywhere close to what you just signed for, and here you are, you know, with a pretty nice deal. How do you make sense of all that?
You know, it's real humbling, you know. You know, it just shows that you never know what a difference a year can make, and you know, where I was at last year and where I was at this year, you know, I'm in a different place now. So, you know, I think the perseverance that you got to go through, you know, is always going to be there. It's always going to be some kind of adversity and something you got to go through in this business. And, you know, I've treaded some rocky waters, and I'm glad now that you know, I know where I'm going to be at, and I've gotten through a lot of it.
Where are you at physically right now? Like, what state are you in? What have you been doing for the past little while this has been getting done?
Well, I just got back from vacation. I went on a cruise to the Caribbean, and I've been back and forth to California. I've been out here in Boston, so... Right now, I'm actually back here in Boston. I'm at my house in Sharon, and I just woke up from a nap. Actually, I'm just—it's been an exhausting day, so I'm just relaxing at the house now.
Tully, you mentioned the difference in 2006. Can you talk a little bit about positioning-wise how you felt signing this past season with the Patriots before coming the season, and what it was like when this season ended for you? Did you feel like you had proven what you needed to prove in order to get a pretty good deal?
I think, I mean, I was, you know, honored to get the opportunity to come back. You know, not many people get to come back to where they originally started, and you know, it was definitely a big opportunity for me, and I always looked at it that way, and I really wanted to make the most of the season this year. And you know, despite, you know, the way things turned out for the team overall, I think you know, I was able to have a significant role in the season, and you know, I'm definitely you know, satisfied with basically where I, you know, ended up because of where I started. But you know, it's just it was a great experience to come back, and now I'm really looking forward to my future here.
Did you consider or visit with or talk to any other teams?
No, really. The consideration was there, but you know, I really wanted to stay here. I mean, I love it here. And that was the whole reason why, you know, we didn't want it to get to that point where I would even have to go into the free agent market. And, you know, my goal was to get something done here, and I'm really glad that it happened.
Now that your situation is done and you can relax a little bit, are you going to pay attention to the Patriots in the free agent market? Are you looking at the rumors and who they're talking to and who they're not? You know, obviously today was a lot about Julius Peppers before he signed. Are you paying attention to all of that with a look toward next year's team?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, I haven't really been, I'm just kind of glad I got my situation done. But yeah, I'm anxious to see what happens with the team and, you know, what kind of acquisitions happen. And, you know, I'm confident that we'll assemble a good team. So I'm glad I'll be on it, and I'm looking forward to see who else is going to be there with me.
Tully, can you talk a little bit about how this came about? I'm assuming you guys were talking in the days leading up to today. They didn't just come, you know, you guys didn't just exchange numbers today. How did this all kind of come about for you?
How did what come about?
The contract.
Well, it's really just my agent, James Sims, has been working at it. And, you know, I think today, you know, obviously was a day that we knew we wanted to have something done, and we were able to get that done. And it had been a process that, you know, we've been ironing out the wrinkles, you know, for a while here. And I think today was the most important day to get something done, and we were able to do it. So, you know, I'm glad I didn't have to go through the headache of, you know, having to go elsewhere, yeah, I'm satisfied with how everything worked out.
Sully, you mentioned it's been a long day. Were you up last night at 12:01? When did you start getting phone calls? Was it early this morning? When did things kind of start going back and forth for you today?
I had received some phone calls from my, you know, agent last night that we were going to try to get it done last night. Once midnight passed, but you know, I just got back from a trip, so I was exhausted, and it was, you know, obviously a big decision for me. I was still kicking it around, and you know, I mean, not so much on signing with the Patriots, but just really, you know, just even like we talked about earlier, considering going somewhere else, I really, you know, I made my mind up that this is where I wanted to be. And you know, when the time, when the clock struck, just said we'll come in the morning and get it done. I wanted to, you know, get a good night's sleep on it, and I came in today, and we were able to finish out the deal.
Any other questions?
Tully, how much of your experience elsewhere figured into this? You talked about how this is always where you wanted to be. The fact that you left and you went away and you came back here, how much of that, you know, the fact that the grass may not always be greener on the other side may have played into this decision for you?
It played some, you know, because you just look at, you know, where I've had most of my successes has been with the Patriots, and really, you know, my only experience other than the 49ers have been with the Patriots organization, and it's more of a comfort thing with me. You know, I'm comfortable here, and you know, I love the fans here, and I just love the whole atmosphere around football that's set up here. And, you know, just to be able to play the game in a place like this, that was just the biggest factor. And being able to play under Coach Belichick, you know, it's just all the factors that tie into playing with this team and being living in this area were really what closed the deal for me. And, you know, me going to San Francisco, that was a good experience for me. I mean, I don't regret it, and it gave me a chance to go home, you know, and play back where I grew up for a team that I grew up, you know, wanting to play for. So, in a sense, it was a dream come true to really do that. And now to come back here and be on the long-term deal with the Patriots, I can't really see a better situation. So, yeah, I think it wasn't so much the grass being greener. It's just I've learned that, you know, everything happens for a reason.
All right, Tully. Well, congratulations. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tully. Bye.